to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome to a podcast and chill. Saul the Punisher is here. Ghost Lady, the Silent Killer, is here.
Drop the.
You are here. We are all here.
Mac, the Vandalizer, is here.
For the Vandalizer now.
Because what? He comes with the Vandalize.
And we're coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. Make sure you email podcast@mashabela.co.za if you want to use these studios. Fuck, man. Busy show today.
Hey.
Busy.
So much happening.
Let's get busy.
Yo.
Let's get busy.
We got a special announcement to make. We'll make that later.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, we've got All You Need Is Nail.
Hey.
The ladies are here.
Yay.
Whoa.
Looking fly.
Shh.
Eh? You guys came for Nail.
Yay.
Hey. It's nice being Nail, eh?
How?
Hey. Nail is lucky, man.
I know the crew were crying. We're like, ah, why not us?
They wish they were single as well now, eh?
I know the crew is hoping, you know, Nail cancels or doesn't pick some. Because... they've made their picks.
Yeah. They'll take anything. What's
oh,
left?
Oh, shit, man. All right, where do you want to start, bro? When I saw the OnlyFans thing, man, first person I thought about was Saul.
I know.
Like, oh, man, what's Saul going to do now?
Saul.
Come on, guys. There was porn before OnlyFans. And also, I don't consume porn like I used to when I was young. Horny and lonely, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean... So OnlyFans is doing what?
So they're going to ban sexual content from October.
Yeah, any sexually explicit content.
Bastards. Yeah.
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 I mean, they've made billions and billions and billions.
Well, not really, because the reason they're banning it, because they want investors. And investors don't want to put money into sexual explicit content.
It's weird, because when I was reading up, I heard the investor thing, and also I heard that... I mean, they transact like billions of rands, of dollars, and the banks that they work with, banks have a problem with, it's just a weird story, but to me, it just sounds like they're ungrateful. They've made billions from sex workers, because that's what you are if, you know, you're having sex on OnlyFans or selling sexual content on OnlyFans. You're a sex worker, and then they're going to just ditch them, just like that. Look, the thing is, OnlyFans, ne? From the start, was not a porn social media site.
It was literally for like musicians, creatives.
It was for content creators. So if you're a magician, you could perform tricks and sell that channel through subscribers, or the content rather, through subscribers.
Yeah.
Right?
And they pay directly to you.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Like what we do on Patreon?
Yes, same thing.
On Patreon, we could have done on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So, and we tell people, subscribe to our OnlyFans, the chillers, and then you will see the back end of everything, the behind the scenes content. But they also allowed explicit sexual content.
Mm.
But then that's what picked up. And that's where they made most of their money.
They became famous for.
For that.
Yes, that's
you.
A problem. Yeah.
Do you get me? So it's messed up. But fortunately, a lot of porn sites like your Pornhub, Xvideos, Spank Bang
have gone through the same
thing. You know all of them, right?
You do too. I'm just proud enough to mention them on camera. You do too. Everybody knows Xvideos.
We've discussed this together.
We share videos. You know, on our WhatsApps, we share links. You know, you put me on to OnlyFans second video. You remember very well. So.
What is she going to do now? She out of business now.
No, but I was getting there. So a lot of the porn websites have created a... like Xvideos Red, or Pornhub, they've created.
Oh yes,
they've created like the same thing as Pornhub.
Mm.
Like for example, Oli, her sex tapes, she does release them on Xvideos.
Yeah, I remember she said. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So fortunately,
not that she said, because you know.
and you've subscribed.
Which one?
There's this one demon order from California there, from Silicon Valley. That says X something in his bank statement.
Do you know they actually dropped me an email like 2 weeks ago, OnlyFans?
For real?
Yeah, asking the podcast to be on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh shit.
But I was like, what? Is the ghost lady going to be naked now or what?
Yeah, she'll do silhouette videos.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Wow, for real?
Yeah, they hit me up.
Hey. Wow. Ugly, hey.
And how much are they paying?
I didn't pick up the conversation.
They won't pay us. Yeah. Subscribers will essentially pay.
Yeah, because we got Patreon, like you're saying. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. That's what they were gunning for. You see, now they're approaching podcasts because they're probably trying to rebrand. Mm. I don't buy the bullshit of investors. No, they've made billions, literally.
They have.
Like, porn is a multi-billion industry.
So what does this mean? Sex doesn't sell?
Just for
sex
them.
Does sell.
Yeah, this is just another situation. Not only fans. Yeah.
No, guys, sex does sell. They've made billions and dude, OnlyFans girls in the US was Zamina Orr and Layla Coy. They've bought houses, Airbnbs, just from OnlyFans. Trust me, those guys have been making money.
Fucking
OnlyFans up. Been. So, yeah, but the girls have got other avenues.
But what I also read is that they will allow nudity, but it's just now how will OnlyFans monitor it and supervise the content creators and whoever the people who do put in the stuff
it's
there.
It's over.
So basically it's just nudity. I don't know to what degree.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's
but over. Anything that is graphic and very, and I think also nudity to what degree?
Exactly.
If it's just bikini, you know, shorts.
Yeah, now it's over.
Who's trying to watch that bikini?
No one is trying to. Dude,
Instagram.
People don't get it. No one buys like video. Like OnlyFans now is literally just porn. You know, people either you're gonna like shove a dildo up your pussy. I was trying to you know to sugarcoat it, and I was like, there's no way. Stick it up, shove it up. You get me? Or you're gonna dance naked. No one really goes on OnlyFans to buy nudes.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna have sex. Like it has revived a lot of porn stars' careers. Like Pinky has got an OnlyFans charity.
Pinky Girl.
Pinky, porn star.
Oh, not Bonang's Pinky Girl.
Oh no, not
No, I'm just asking.
No.
She looks the part.
Well, that's a compliment, though.
Yeah, like if
you shop, you pull up with the girl, like, yo, she looks like a porn star. That's a compliment.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because porn stars are hot, aesthetically pleasing, and attractive, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, OnlyFans has done that. But, yeah, shout out to, they did a great job, but I think it's a bitch move, what they, like, making money from all those girls and then just ditching them like that. But fortunately, there are other avenues. The girls will be fine if they're smart.
Speaking of money, man, did you see up to 12 people now can apply for an F&B home loan?
Jeez, I saw that, eh?
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
How is that going to work, actually?
Well, so, like, let's say, like, all of us here, we can apply for a home loan and buy a house.
Oh.
All together.
Yeah.
As a team, even without you guys knowing each other, for the fact that you just guys came together, you are good with...
True. You don't have to know
sweet.
Each other.
Yeah. Sweet.
I think it's dope, man. And I think it's they realize that South Africans love doing things in groups like your stock files, etc. And so already you can buy a house with your husband and... It's a joint application. But now it's literally the exact same thing, but up to 12 people.
Up to 12 people.
So if there's, you know, the firstborn who just graduated is an accountant, is getting a young 30, 40 grand, and then there's the musician in the family, there's so-and-so, and they want to buy like a 10 mil house.
And there's a cousin.
Yes, and they live under one roof. Thank you. And they live under one roof, want to buy like a 10 mil house. Not a 10 mil house, crazy. Like a million rand house, and there's like a 10K bond. Then they decide who pays how much. So the repayment, say the repayment is 10 grand.
Yeah.
Then you'll decide, okay, I earn more. I'll pay 4 grand.
Yeah.
And I'll pay 500.
500.
I'll pay a grand. Sweet. But if one person does not pay,
ish,
that account is now in the red. and it affects the account holder, in this instance, holders.
The whole 12 people.
Even your credit score.
So if you abscond on a payment, it affects everyone's credit score.
So you must find people you really trust.
Yeah. People you really trust. Yeah. And also, they're going to perform a credit score on everyone. So for all those 12 people, their credit profiles need to be healthy.
Oh, nice.
Hey, but it's tricky because, you know, there's always that one person.
Hey, there's that one person.
Who will fuck up everything.
Hey. Yeah,
true. I can think of maybe 3, 4, 5 if I'm lucky, you know?
Yeah.
But the others, you're like,
becomes
a gamble, eh?
Yeah, true. I can also think of 4, 5
on
dicks.
on the ladies' podcast, who wouldn't pay, eh? Who wouldn't pay?
I trust them all, man.
There's one. Hey. There's one in the ladies' podcast. I Akim Tape.
Yeah, I think Tep is the one who wouldn't pay.
Yeah, hey.
Spend all the money on
they will not
Gucci
honor the payment.
Yeah.
I get it, Nolu is a church girl, so she's used to scamming people, you know?
Scamming.
Stockfell vibes.
She's used to being in Guanaka.
that's a
fuck, man. I want to get to All You Need Is Nail. Is there anything that happened this week that I'm
you're trending
at?
Right now?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, what's you've been trending the whole weekend.
Shit.
So now, look, people are reaching, man. It's
fuck, I'm hardly on social media, bro. So I don't even know.
Yeah, so Mac has got a social media account, but it's not like he doesn't man it every day, you know. So he's not on social media.
Yeah.
A video resurfaced of Somizi where you were interviewing him.
Oh yeah.
So now in the interview, you talk about your broke phase when YFM fired you. And it's like, they fired you.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah. Then it's like, that's the time I should have pounced on you.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I was vulnerable. I was broke and whatever. And then he said, I really wanted you, but you look 12, even though you were over, you were of legal age, but you look 12. So he didn't approach you because, you know, you look 12. And then you were like, hey, but I don't do men. Then he said, well, when you are vulnerable, that conversation changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't understand why people are having, because now people then took that and they stretched it to make him look like a predator. When you're vulnerable, he would have pounced.
Oh man, he was just kidding, man.
And he wouldn't know even if he wasn't. Firstly, the man did say that if you were not 12 or if you didn't look 12, so the fact that you look underage and you were 18 was a no-go zone for him.
Mm.
Right? And then he said, you said you're straight. And he said, if you are vulnerable, that conversation changes.
Mm.
Meaning maybe he's shagged some dudes who claim to be straight, who are straight. But because they were that broke or they didn't have a roof over their heads, they were willing, you know, to take one.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Or they were willing for Somizi to be there to lend a hand.
Yeah.
You know?
They were living the dream.
I wanna lend a hand. No wonder Simus was so like emotional over Brahu's death.
Yeah.
You know, I wanna lend a hand to Mamina. So yeah, man, I don't get why they're making him. Did I translate it wrong?
I guess obviously because of what was trending all the time, the recent weeks with the whole relationship.
Somehow,
you know, any good, you know, kind of like information would obviously be dragged. And this is what you kind of like, your interview literally.
Yeah.
But
the thing
perfect.
Is with that, you can take any snippet from any interview to motivate.
Yeah.
Unless,
yes.
You know what?
Because
if he feels like, wait, I feel like a victim here. I can use this and get something out of Somizi. You could.
Me?
Yes.
Nah, man. I didn't feel like I was being preyed on, man.
This is what also people capitalize on. You know, if you're looking for a situation like, this doesn't look good, I can actually go, you know, report him to the police and it is what it is. And there's a video that can be translated.
Because he did not say that he was going to take advantage of you.
Exactly. He didn't.
You're vulnerable and broke at that time. He still just said.
But people are trying to drop that seed. They're trying to drop that seed on MacGyver. Like, dude,
yes,
there's a chance for you.
Hey, but after we make the announcement today, we can't use that being broke thing anymore, eh?
Which announcement?
It's over. That story.
Which announcement? The other one.
I'll make it at the end. But I'm saying, after the announcement, the broke story was
I.
We got money.
Who's got money?
What else happened, Ghost Lady?
Guys, did you see the whole Black Coffee and Bali? Seems like they've reconciled.
Not that
they're necessarily back together, but...
Wait, what happened?
Well, there was a post and it kind of like she alluded to thanking the daddy. So, you know, it just sounded like it's all happy family all over again.
Mm.
So now remember months back, she was all up in arms like, you know what? I have been abused.
Watch what,
and I'm going to talk. And yeah, so now... 360, after having a whole woman behind you saying, yeah, press release. Well, she said that she's going to talk.
Isn't she doing a reality show?
Apparently. She is.
I think Black Coffee just agreed to that. Okay, you can discuss details of our marriage and whatever. But I don't know if they're together. I think it's just like a cleanup of the image.
Not necessarily that they're together. I don't also believe that they're really together.
They're just cool now.
They're cool. They're cool.
And thank goodness.
That's why they say you must never get involved with
Never get involved.
If I come in, I'm start going, I'm naga. Is trash. You must be like,
Let's wait. Maybe you, but not naga.
Yeah, you.
You will believe.
I will never.
Naga.
Naga. Never. Super guy. Super guy.
Well, I will protect him until I die. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, cool, man.
That's how it should be.
Oh, shout out to Major League. Have you seen what they've been doing, bro, in the UK?
Hmm.
Yeah, they're filling up stadiums and, pushing
Major
drum
League.
Up and, yeah,
the DJs.
They in the UK.
Yeah, they did a balcony mix in the UK.
For real.
Wow. Filling up stadiums in Manchester.
So that's the Mapiano Festival.
Yeah.
Kind of vibes. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jazzy Q's there. Kamon Pela's there as well. Focalistic is there as well.
Oh.
They're doing big things. Shout out to them, man.
Shout
it's
out
dope.
To Major League, man. We see you guys. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Another
dope.
Person who released an Amapiano going into the Amapiano zone is Boy D.
What you doing on my piano?
You know?
Dope. Mm. Shout out.
So we don't know, you know.
Have you heard the track?
I've not heard the track.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked, though. Are you shocked?
Yeah, but I thought, okay, as a rapper, you're really going to stay in their phase and just really prove yourself, like, as a rapper. So now
has anyone heard the track here?
It's like you jump from whatever
track?
That's hot.
Oh, Black Velvet, come through. Tell us about the track.
I don't think it's jumping.
By the way, the ladies were shooting today. That's why they're in here.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Ladies were shooting.
This is Black Velvet from On The Table Ladies Podcast.
How's the song?
It's hot.
You like it?
I like it. It's hot. I don't want to lie. Yes, for me, music is music. Why do you want to contain like artists to remain in that one? It's hot, guys.
So you're
going to
play it?
Something like that, but it's nice.
Yeah,
it's very dope. You'll enjoy it, guys.
When are you playing on the Chillers Club, Black Velvet?
24th of September.
Ah!
Oh, wow. There's a great... Hey, Black Velvet.
I'll send you my songs, ne?
M-Kuzen!
No, man, shout out to her, man. I don't see why you need to confine yourself to a particular genre. Reason did it. Even Focalistic, you know what I mean? He came up as a rapper, but he's hopped onto a piano, it's working, and it's getting more global recognition. So be it.
Yo, but hip-hop is dying a slow death, bro.
Exactly. Sure. So it's like everyone is just looking for what's the next best thing.
If you're a hip-hop...
And that's the sad part for me.
True.
Know?
But if you're a hip-hop artist, this is the time.
To do what?
To
release.
To remind everyone that hip-hop is not going anywhere.
It's not landing. Hip-hop's
or at
not
least
landing,
rap
bro.
To an Amapiano beat.
It's not landing.
It's not. No, I'm saying rap to an Amapiano beat.
Is that
what you're saying?
Strictly, look, that's cool. They must do that. I like that. But if you're an artist who wants to prove that hip-hop is still alive or it can still stand its own or hold its own in this climate, this is the time.
What's the biggest hip-hop song right now? Oh. 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 Oh.
Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. Like that song, na, for example, na, 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 na. Osama,
yeah,
is proving that yes, there's this juggernaut of an industry and genre called Mapiano, yes, and it's taken over the world. There's a global demand for it, but there's still space for other sounds and textures on air. And Osama's proving that. Zex Bantwini and Kasango are proving just that.
Mm.
So a hip-hop guy who's got a good song can drop a song and it can have a similar impact as an Osama.
Mm.
Come on, guys. Mm. There's always space.
Hey, but they sing flames. Yo.
Yeah, they are the way.
Yeah.
I haven't been,
and it's not helping when people are jumping ship.
Hey, what?
I'm saying it's not helping when people are jumping ship.
Yeah, because when last were you at Groove and heard like people jamming to hip hop? It's only piano, bro.
Yeah,
it's
been
only
a
piano,
minute.
Guys. Oh, piano.
Yeah. What about Afrotech?
Ah, it's
is it
a niche,
not doing
it's
things that. Oh, it's niche. It's not like.
There's certain places if you go there you'll get Afrotech. Yeah.
But I think you will now. Osama's Afrotech.
Yeah.
It's just the vocal is very like proper African Chico style.
Ah, he made the parts there.
Ah, that Zakes and then Kasango, man.
And when you mentioned it last week, I'm like, this fucking guy, what is he talking about?
I didn't even know. I was just like, okay, I'll catch it up, you know.
Then I saw a trend. I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Shout out to Zex Bantwini, man. You know he's a chiller.
And Kasango. I feel like people leave out Kasango, man, so much because, and I think we must call Zex one day because in my head, I think Kasango did the beat and gave to Zex. Zex sang and obviously added some stuff on the beat. You know, Zex is good musically.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kasango, man. I saw someone tweeting, imagine this Osama song, Black Coffee and Zex performing it out there. And Black Coffee is not part of the song. Obviously, he's going to play it. And I was like, poor Kasango.
Will
so that's why.
He played. You think he'll play it?
Yeah, why wouldn't he play it? It's not Amapiano.
But they don't see eye to eye. They're not cool.
They're not cool?
Mm.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but they're not
Is it
cool.
from the interview that you had with Zakes?
Yeah, when I interviewed Zakes, we asked him the black.
We asked him. And he denied. He's like, we're cool. Give us a PR answer.
Yes.
He's like, we're cool. And I just watched his video on with Simza's Gunye.
Yeah.
That Gunye. How do you say Gunye?
Yeah.
Gunye. That party. And they've got same mannerisms.
Yeah.
They play the same and then they do that whole thing. They're like, like they will drop a song and you will go like in the drum call. So why would they beef when they even do the same things, man?
Yeah.
And I still remember the dance they did together. Remember?
Oh, that was beautiful. Now they must fix things.
They must
I wonder,
fix things.
Because they all post him such cool people. Zex is down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, so nah man, they must just make peace.
Are you guys done? Can the show start? Can the show begin?
Can we? No.
Oi!
Yay! All you need is Neo.
Can we rock it?
Hey?
Where's our boy? Where's Neo? Eh?
He should be blindfolded somewhere.
He's in there.
He's hidden.
All right, cool. Let's get him. Ladies
when
and gentlemen,
blindfolded.
All you need is Neo is coming up next.
All you need is Neo. All you need is Neo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait, she's... Hey, she's quick, this one. All you need is Neo. It's finally happening. It was all a dream.
Hey.
Yes.
But it's happening. So we've got three ladies.
Beautiful ladies.
Two. It's not three.
It's three, man.
Oh, it's
what
three.
You see, the crew has taken one already. That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's the crew keeps hitting on these ladies.
Hey.
They keep on saying, tell it now, choose this one. This one is mine.
Yeah.
Hey, the crew got 1,000 screws.
Hey, today.
Too excited today.
Hungry lions.
hungry lions.
All right, cool. It's time for All You Need Is Neo. Please welcome contestant number one. Please come, my lady. Please come. On. Oh, yay. Look at you.
Yay.
Wow. Hey. Wow. Hey. What's your name?
My name is Nikki.
Nikki.
Yes.
Where are you from, Nikki?
I'm from Bramfontein, but originally from Tzaneen.
Tzaneen.
Oh, so you are Venda? No.
Tsonga.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So why did you enter this thing?
I've just been single for a long time. And then I saw you guys talking about this All You Need Is Love thing with Neo. And then I decided to enter.
And you're like, let me shoot my shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm tired of being single.
How long have you been single for?
Yeah.
For 2 years now.
2 years.
I mean,
you
guys,
mean there's no guys go prom?
Hmm?
There's no guys go prom.
Nah. Exactly. And you stay in prom and look, I mean, you're beautiful. All these ladies are beautiful. Why would, like, when guys hit on you, why are you rejecting them? Because clearly
don't. They don't. There's no guys on campus nowadays because of the lockdown.
Oh.
Oh, so everything is locked down.
Yeah.
Oh, and when last did you get laid?
Last year.
Last year? Oh, you got cobwebs down there. Last year!
Dude.
Imagine!
Dude.
But people satisfy themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Do you satisfy yourself?
That doesn't count. But
yeah, sometimes.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. You see?
Gotta do what you gotta do.
And what is it that you do?
Well,
is it a vibrator or a dildo?
Nah. I don't have any toys.
Oh, so use your hands. Yeah?
My hand, yes.
Which hand?
Wow. No.
Next one, you'll be like, demonstrate.
Right.
You shall leave it up to the imagination.
All right, so here's Neo. It's the first time seeing Neo, ne?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I haven't really seen his face. Can you remove the...
No,
Neo can't see the lady, so he's blindfolded.
Oh, yeah. So I'm judging based on his body.
Yes. Is that your type?
Do you have questions for him, maybe? Let's ask him a question.
Yeah, I want to ask him a question.
All right. Yeah, ask Neo a question.
So, Neo, hi.
How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, on our first date, where would you take me?
Mm. Hi,
wrong person.
Mesh,
don't be jelly. Don't be jelly. Don't be jelly, Mesh. Don't be jelly. Okay? I believe in you.
A woman, Mesh.
He's going to bring her to the podcast studios.
Yeah, to show you the cameras and how things work.
How we set up,
you know,
for the crew.
Exactly. How do you erect a camera? Well, are you trying to get another erection? Like, this is how you erect a camera. And this is how you focus.
Give or take your girlfriend to work date.
Yeah.
Okay, Neo.
Yeah, let me think.
He was going to say podcast.
I don't know. Do you like games? Do you like a gaming park, maybe?
Yeah, I do like games.
Yeah, I will take you there if it's good with you.
What's a gaming park?
What's a game?
Like a game arcade.
Arcade, yeah. Thank you. Yes. That's the right word. Yeah, thank you.
Like bowling, ne?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I'd like that. I'm a fine person. I like playing games.
Do you got a question for Nikki? Yes, Nikki.
Yo, Nikki, are you a student?
Sorry?
Are you a student?
Yes, I am.
I heard you talking about campus. Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm a student at Wits.
Oh, do you stay in Rees or what?
Yes, I stay at South Point.
Okay, cool. Ah, no problem. I'm good.
Yo, I'm in Hillbro, dog. I'm in Hillbro. It's 5 minutes away. If you think it's standy, come to my place. A very comfortable place. King size bed. You'll be sorted. Yeah. I have to move that for standy right now. Like, I understand. I'm not gonna, because he stays with the boys. He stays with the Maligans. So they can't both not have you stand. It's Stand D, my nigga. Stand D.
So Neo works a lot. Like, he edits, he shoots all the shows. Is the podcast going to be a problem?
No, it's not. I'm also always busy solving maths problems, doing research. So
yeah.
It's cool.
And is there anything that you wouldn't do with Neo? Like, are there limits, stuff that you wouldn't do?
Well, is he into some kinky stuff? I don't know. Mm. Do you mean sexual stuff?
Yeah, sexual stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anal.
Mm. Oh, you wouldn't do anal?
Yeah. And I wouldn't.
No, he loves anal, though. No.
Yeah, this is his. No. This belongs to him.
Oh, Neo says no.
Anal anytime.
I wouldn't do, that would have to change, no.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wouldn't do threesomes.
Threesomes?
Yeah, no.
But he loves his crew, eh? He loves his crew.
The crew that doesn't screw. The crew that doesn't screw.
They travel in threes.
All right, Nikki. Okay, cool. I think we can get the next lady.
Now we can get the next one.
All right, thank you.
Are you happy, Neo?
Really think about that anal. Neo's asthmatic. You know? He needs an ass pump. He needs an ass pump every now and again.
Hey, can we get the next contestant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my. Look at her. Petra. Casbo. Hey. Which one is this one?
Hey.
My man, why couldn't you do this 10 years ago when I was still single?
Hey, man.
Hey.
You didn't have a podcast.
How are you, my lady?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, man. Hey. What's your name?
Ria.
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 And where are you from, Ria?
Carltonville.
Carltonville. Ooh, you come from far.
Right.
Just for now.
Yeah.
Like we said, now loves a good Ria. Ria.
So what made you want to enter?
Ria and...
I've been, well, not been single, but I am single and ready to meet new people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been single?
Yeah.
Humans.
Oh, a few months.
Ah, not bad.
Oh. And when last did you get laid?
You can say last week. Last night. It's fine. Now was not judgmental.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah. Mesh did disappear 5 minutes ago.
Yeah?
Last month, I think.
Last month.
Last month.
Oh, okay. Mm. And what are you looking for right now? Something serious or just, you know, just have fun?
It depends. Mm. I don't like to... bracket things because I've learned that you can say you want something serious, but get into the relationship, it doesn't work out.
What do you look for in a guy?
Just be a smart guy.
Oh, Neo smart.
Neo smart.
Isn't he a scientist?
He's an engineer.
He's an engineer.
Yeah, he counts.
I'm a
he discovered plastic or something.
You're a sapiosexual.
So what's that now?
You manufacture plastic.
Someone who
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah? Rope us in now in the conversation. He's a sapiosexual, meaning he loves, like, she loves, she's
he's attracted
smart
to the
people.
Mind.
Yes, attracted to the mind.
Oh.
They love smart people.
Oh, yes. Okay. You've come to the right podcast.
Mm.
Yeah.
We are smart people.
Smart people over here, you know.
And then, what do you think of Neo?
I don't know. I think the height and the weight is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know. I can't see anything.
The height and the weight is okay.
Okay.
So you can work with this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And what are you willing not to do sexually?
Why not? Why just sexually?
Why sexually, baby? Oh. Like, there are a lot of things.
Yeah.
What no, Neo is a sexual guy. So we're asking, he asked
who
us to ask this question.
Sexual?
Yeah.
What's a sexual no-no?
Yes.
For me.
Yeah.
I think anal also.
Anal yeah. also?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. No anal
it's
for
a
you.
No-go for me, yeah.
All okay. right. Mm. Now, you got a question that you want to ask?
Ria.
Mm.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you from the West Rand?
Yeah, I am.
Nah. Okay, I'm from the West Rand as well.
Really?
Cool.
Oh, that's cool. So,
yeah. Nah, I don't have any questions.
Neo just likes location.
He wants to know proximity.
Which side of the West Rand are you from?
I'm from Kagiso.
Oh, okay.
Ah, Krugersdorp.
No, it's not very far.
Oh, okay.
And what question do you have for Neo?
What questions do I have? I was asking my friend, what am I going to ask?
Yeah.
A question. What are you passionate about?
Podcast.
Besides that.
Recording Monday episodes.
What do you like? What do you enjoy? Do what makes you happy?
Mm.
I just like being the person who helps people around. I just want to see people just having a smile and making people's days.
That's, oh.
What's your favorite position?
Yes. With the mic and the tripod.
Hey, my aunt better not hear this.
Ooh. Your aunt?
Yeah, no.
Does she watch the podcast?
You're a grown adult.
How?
Your aunt knows you're a grown adult.
Yes, I'm a public figure. But
you're a public
you're
figure?
You're a public figure? In what sense?
In my community.
Oh, you're a community leader. Hey, community leaders need sex too, you know?
But I like being on top.
You like being on
you
top.
You like being on top.
Okay.
Ooh, you're Cremora, eh? Not a star, and it's on top. Up until nail creams. Cremora. Okay.
All right, cool. Let's get the last contestant. Thank you so much,
Thank
Nelly.
You so much, Ria.
All right, Ria. Sweet. Last contestant, yes, come.
Last contestant. Hey, she's changing her mind. Oh.
She didn't enter.
Contact. Contestant. How do you know? Maybe this is your soulmate, and you're
exactly.
And you're gonna have the weirdest story of how you met your man, your husband.
The husband.
For real. Like, remember Cesar Gomez went to like kappa someone to the MTV auditions of what do they call them? VJs, right?
The VJ search, yeah.
Yes, he went to kappa someone and then one of the judges was like, hey, you come audition.
Yeah.
And he auditioned and he sees her grandma today.
Yeah.
Just by cuppering someone. So she says she's cuppered her.
So why aren't you coming?
Just, it's fun. Look. Oh, wow, Mash. Mash says he already made her come. Look, it's just fun. We've already explained that ulango kappa. So the people won't judge you who you're looking for a man.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
You can sit right here. What's happening?
What happened now? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she doesn't want to show her face?
Yes.
Oh, no, it's fine.
It's fine. Who can hide your face?
Yeah, don't worry.
We just want Neo to get hooked up.
Yeah.
You also to get hooked up, you know?
Why wouldn't you want to come look at you?
You're hot.
How are you, my lady?
Hey.
I'm good in yourself.
Good. What's your name?
I'm Balesa.
Balesa. Okay. Why would Kapile umngani wakho kufanda?
She came to my place because Carltonville is far.
Yeah.
I live at Sandton.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you stay in Sandton.
You stay in Sandton.
And Nell's been asking for location.
Yeah.
Sandton, Nell.
So Sandton, Nell.
Oh, so you're the closest friend to here.
Yeah. Oh. Sandton.
Hey.
And what do you think of Nell?
He's not bad.
Mm.
I think he's quiet.
Yes, he's very quiet.
He's very quiet.
Yeah, he's a quietish guy.
He looks innocent.
Yes. He comes very across innocent. As that, but yes. Yeah.
He's not.
Yes.
He's not. Thank you.
And are you single?
No.
You're not single. Oh, so you can't be here. This is wrong.
How? This is wrong.
This
is wrong.
What makes it wrong?
Yeah. She's not single, Chief.
You, have you not sexed someone else while you're in a relationship? You, MacGyver.
I haven't. Would you shag Neo though?
If she had to think about it this long, the answer is obvious.
That's a yes.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Mm.
Come on, dude. Like, how if long I ask you, would you shag Aya? You say no instantly, right?
Mm.
You're not going to think about it because it's obvious.
But so I'm broken, vulnerable.
Hey.
So the answer is different for you.
All right, now do you want to ask her a question? So if he chooses you, what's gonna happen?
Are you gonna leave your boyfriend?
Just go on a date and she'll see. You know,
I'll decide actually.
You'll decide.
See from him what's.
Yeah. So it's up to you, bro. She's up for the taking.
So you're up for the taking.
So if Neo presents himself better, you could just consider being with him.
Life comes at you fast and things happen, you know.
All right, cool. Neo, what do you want to ask her?
It is what it is.
Who
like
did
that.
She come with?
Ria. She came with Ria, yes.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
come on. That can't possibly be a proper question.
Is that your
ask a question
Neo?
About her, bro. Man. Who did she come with? It makes... It's... Man... Okay.
She didn't come here to look for Neo, right? So I don't think I have too many questions for her.
Oh, I see. Because she's not here for you.
Yes.
He's heartbroken, eh?
Yes.
But do you do anal? Maybe that will change it.
Ah.
I have experience, and I will never do it again.
Ah. What happened when you tried anal?
Shit happened.
Ooh, shit happened, literally.
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Okay, Palesa.
Palesa.
You tried anal. Palisa is flour, so it's a flour that soiled itself.
All right, now it's time for you to make your decision, boy. Wait. Who are you going for?
Fucking hell.
We've got contestant number one was Nikki.
Was Nikki, and then from we Zanini. Had Ria. Who Ria?
Yeah.
Then Ria, and then well Palisa. But I mean, Neo is not pleased the fact that Palisa is not here for. So it's really between two people. If we're being honest, he's not gonna choose Palisa.
All you need is Neo. Neo, who do you need?
Unfortunately, another contestant is running late, and I don't think they'll make it.
Who's the other contestant?
Tepi.
Who's the other?
Oh, please. Yeah, the ladies' podcast is here.
Tepi, try your luck. Tepi, try your luck.
For the sake of the podcast, come through. Come through. Contestant number four.
Yes. Oh, Tepi. Jesus Christ! Flattery will get you nowhere.
I've got a new cleavage, contrary to Diana 35.
Yes, let's go. Oh. Just for now.
For Mash.
So when are you loving the crew? When?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm loving Mash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. It's Mash.
Okay. He also loves anal.
What?
Sorry, bro. I know you told me in confidence.
He's my boyfriend, not yours.
I'm sorry, bro. Sorry for going
He's
behind your back.
He's my boyfriend, not yours.
You go behind a lot of people.
Come,
back.
Ask me questions. Come, let's do it.
What's your favorite style? Favorite position?
Mash, you may know this very well. Lying on my tummy and him from the back.
Whoa!
Oh, you're on your tummy, arched. Yeah. Oh, flat on the bed.
No, arched with a pillow. So arched on a pillow.
There's two ways, right?
I agree.
You've arched your back.
Yes.
It's doggy. Or you are flat on the bed. So, pushing up on you.
So you see, it's not too arched because it still has a pillow. So it's semi-arched.
Yes, because you need maximum penetration.
100%. So I go for maximum penetration.
Okay.
Not too painful for the girl. Girl, I'm here teaching you about your pH balance. But you know, just semi-arched.
Semi, yes.
Yeah. Just so
pillows
you can still have... Yeah.
Yes, they work in bed.
You have to have the right pillow. It has to be duck feather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that Deb and Gogo?
No.
Which
duck,
one?
Duck.
No, that position. Isn't that Deb and Gogo?
I wouldn't know.
Deb and Gogo is... that's when there's the guy position. Is bending over.
Yeah.
Isn't it like a doggy style for men? Which is very weird.
No, oh, yeah, I know you're sitting there waiting for me, but it's not...
Position.
Yeah, what else? Come, ask me more.
What do you think of Neo?
Where's the most strangest place you've had sex?
On top of a piano in varsity.
Ooh!
Damn! I dated a pianist. He was a jazz. He specialized in jazz. Specialized. That's not the word.
No. Yeah.
Majored in jazz. I love us.
Did he have a major D or minor D?
He had a major D. He was
to the core. D major.
He had a major D. So he majored.
He was good with the fingers, ne?
And other things. He majored in piano. Well, he majored in jazz. So one of his specialities was jazz, was piano.
What's and happening with you and Mesh? Because we don't have HR yet, so anything goes.
Here's my thing. I like that. Here's my thing. I see a lot of people on the women's podcast saying that they have a crush on Mesh and they haven't met him and they haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Let it stay that way.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
Do anal if Mash wants anal?
Don't ask me about stupid things like that. So.
They're not stupid.
It's
These are real
person.
Needs of real men.
Yeah, but it's my person. He knows. Mash, say something.
But you didn't answer.
When I saw, are you having anal?
That's a good question, Ghosty. That's what
I've had anal, but I'm not currently having anal.
Why? Is it because you don't want to?
No, because...
Well, how was the experience?
Tight. Tight.
But isn't that what you guys want?
Thing is, I've
isn't
had
tightness
anal...
tightness what you want?
Hold on. I've had anal when I was experimenting. That, man, how does... Can we try anal? She was like, yeah, and we did it, right? But it's not my thing. It's not like a prerequisite that when you date me, I'm very happy with pussy.
But you
I'm
know what
very
I heard
happy.
About
but if let's say I meet a girl, sorry.
Yes.
If I meet a girl who says, fuck me in the ass, I'll fuck her in the ass. but it's not my thing. Like you need to fuck you need to be able to take up your ass. Otherwise you can't date me. Right? But if she says that ass. I'm all up in that ass. Like,
but you know what I heard? Yeah. I heard that ladies who automatically would let you go in the back is means that you're small. So only ladies.
No. She's right. Hold on. Wait.
Because I would not let a thick ass nigga come in from the back from me.
And that, yes.
I ain't trying to.
And that, yes.
Prolapse.
I once, there's this chick, right, that I was once with. And we'd spoken about, before we even dated, anal. And I was like, have you tried anal? Then she said, I did with this guy because he had a small dick. Gandhi uso painel. Like it was painful apparently. No, not me. No, I don't have a small dick. Not me. Not me.
Can I feel?
Okay, show you.
Gadala. Show me. Oh. Do you want to? I mean, if you're...
No, not this again.
We're not going to do this again.
Not this again.
Show me. Can't show you.
No?
I'll show you,
though. Are you nervous? Show me.
No. Not now.
Pretend to show me.
Eh?
Pretend.
Oh, psh, please. I'm not a pretend. But you're right. A lot of honeys who've never tried it out, try it out because they're like, I can take this guy's... Right, but they don't realize that.
Do you guys know if you have a small or a big dick? And I asked the two of you. I mean, you're Venda.
I know.
Umukaiwena.
Zulu, technically. That is Zulu.
Oh, you don't have favors going against you. But what I'm trying to say is
Zulu fella.
I mean, what I was saying even on the ladies' podcast. If you watch the ladies' podcast, you'll see it. I was even saying there was a lady on Twitter. I think you saw the thread as well, right? And the lady was talking about boyfriend dick and one night stand dick.
Okay, I didn't see that thread.
So the boyfriend dick is the one that I can have every single day.
Of course. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it has to be a small dick or a medium-sized dick, because then it won't tear my guts apart. And then the big dick is a one-night stand dick, because I know for sure that that's the one that I won't have every day, because I won't have my guts torn apart.
So your it's take like on a porn star kind of
100%.
No, my take is, I mean, the big dick is still uncomfortable, whether you're having it every day or one-night stand. So what's the point of having a one-night stand?
How would you know, so?
Because ladies talk. No, guys, let's be honest.
Okay.
Ladies talk. Right? Like, I've seen porn stars get interviewed on Vlad or something. Got you. The only vuvuzela that must hit you is mine. Hey!
Carry on.
Like, ladies talk. I've seen porn stars in interviews literally saying, I would never date a Lexington Steele. That's Lexington Steele is a porn star, huge dick guy, right? Because the scene they had with him,
I mean, I would say who else, but that would take, you know, that would mean I watch X videos. Yeah, you were saying?
No, say
what's wrong, dude? Porn is a multi-billion industry, which no one wants to admit to consuming. That's so weird, right?
I'm just gonna go on my history. Yeah, you.
Porn makes all these billions, and no one ever wants to admit to watching porn, which is the weirdest thing ever. But like I've said, porn stars have admitted that they wouldn't date certain porn stars because they got big dicks. So what's the point of having a one night stand if it won't be sex? You're not gonna enjoy.
But those penises sometimes are just injected, like for that scene.
No. You can see the big dicks, and it's concurrent because you have to go on their videos, right? And you see if they've had 50. Shit.
You let's see your history. Oh, you no.
You see.
What's your history?
Why am I here? This is my nail.
Wait. Yeah, but like I was saying, big dick does not necessarily mean good sex.
That's true.
Big for women, big dick does not necessarily mean good sex.
I agree.
Of course, you need to give them something to work with, which right? Is? And like my size dick. An How? Average, decent girth size dick.
Yeah.
Not like small. Because I don't believe guys had small dicks up until, like, you know, sometimes photos fly around. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, nigga. And it's like a nigga with a six pack. Yeah. You know, he's got all these packs. He's Pac Man because his dick is playing games.
Yeah. I'm like, G, you're rather quiet.
Hello, Pac-Man, stop playing games with these honeys, man.
I'm not taking it all in. About what?
Your size, dick, what is this about? You can't keep quiet about
this. He's taking it all in. Like a good pussy.
Okay.
That was funny.
That was funny.
A bit misogynist. I know, but that was funny. Taking it in like a good pussy.
You're like Iona.
He's taking it all in. You're taking it 99.2%. Just about all in.
Now, are you liking your vibes? Are you liking the girls that you're seeing today? You've got two on your hands right now. Let's not count the third one.
He's blindfolded, so he has not seen them.
Yeah, yeah, no, you gotta choose.
Seems like she may cheat on you.
No, we gotta choose. Sorry, we're having fun here, bro.
Now that you know that I'm out of the table and Mash is the one that lays me on the table, tell me.
That was a good one.
I pulled us all there. Tell me more.
No, I'm cool with them. They're good.
You gotta choose one. There's contestant one, contestant two.
I think I'm gonna go with contestant two.
Ah!
Oh, Ria! Ria!
As always, Lex Eno.
Hey, what?
You listen to me.
Ria, will you come, please?
Ria, come through.
Will you come through, please?
So you must take off the...
Oh, man, what a mess. Today's a
What a mess.
So can
it's a messy show,
take
bro.
Take off his mask.
Yes, now you can take off the mask.
Take off
your...
Wait, relax.
Hi,
Neo. And there we go, Neo. This is...
5, 4, 3, 2
Neo has a seat.
1. Yay!
What do you think now? What do you think now? What do you think now?
She looks good. She's beautiful. She's hot. A man.
So do you like the fact that she's from Kagiso?
No, she's not from Kagiso. Yeah.
So what's gonna happen? You guys are gonna go on a date now, ne?
I don't know. He'll tell me.
Yeah.
Well, she likes you, bro.
Yeah.
She likes you. She likes you.
What do you think of Neo now that you've seen him?
You guys make a good couple.
Yeah.
Like, I like this.
Yeah.
You too. Can I MC the wedding? I promise I won't be too dirty.
I'll do the cutting of the cake.
No, he'll do the cutting of the cake.
No, he will. I'm just saying that.
You must see cake. Oh, the actual cake.
Of cutting the cake. Cutting of the cake.
They can have twins and call them podcast.
And chill.
Thank you so much, yeah. Thank you so much, man. Wonderful sport.
Thank you.
Do you want to see the girl you didn't pick? No?
No, I'm good.
No, it means he's happy.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're happy.
It's nothing. It means he's happy with this.
Okay.
Okay, all right. He says yes. Nikki, please come through, Nikki. This is the girl that you didn't pick now.
Hey, Nikki.
Oh, Nikki.
Yay.
And Nikki is such a good sport, yes?
Yes.
Hi, Neil. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Are you regretting your...
No, I'm not. Wait.
Do you like what you see now?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
So
you had your chance to ask questions. You wanna ask? What did he ask?
But you didn't say that I should pick one and stuff.
Oh wow. Okay. No.
So you want both of them? You want both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Nikki, what do you say?
Yeah, we'll make it work.
Okay, she says yes.
Oh, she says
Ria,
they'll make it
thumbs
work.
Thumbs up for you. Hey, she's catching feelings,
not,
that one.
Neo's not good. Nikki's like, Nikki wants Neo to himself only.
No, okay, I think Neo has taken number one and number two.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Right, cool,
awesome, man. Oh, goodness, what a mess of a show. Yo, okay. Let me get to the announcements and then we wrap this up.
Let's go.
All right, big announcement.
Big announcement.
Which one?
Y'all ready?
Big announcement.
podcast and chill.
Does it involve a bank notification?
Celebrity edition.
Ooh.
Celebrity interviews.
Ish, even the thing is falling.
Even the clock is falling, fam.
It's Katy Swile.
It's Katy.
Has now a new home. Ladies and gentlemen, from the 1st of September,
yeah.
Every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m., yeah. We are going to be on Channel O. Man, 1st September, Wednesdays, we're going to be on Channel O. The podcast will still go on Thursday, the celebrity episodes.
Yeah.
So that'll drop on Thursday.
Ooh, but premiering, on Channel O.
Yeah, man. We're excited. Yeah.
Just there on a channel.
Yeah.
Kumnandi kai. Hey.
This is some super stuff.
Yes.
Super news. God, I love it. God, I love
Doesn't
it.
Does include any gaming?
No gaming. Super news. This is not a gamble.
You know?
This is just
you don't on, have a to
super
on, this.
On a real super channel. Shout out! Channel O, man. Oh.
We are here, podcast and chill, Ghost Lady.
Love, peace, happiness. Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, love. Love you long time.
Yeah. Neo, we love you too, man.
Yeah, you and your two women. I don't know which one to pick.
All right, it is time to know your cash.
Ooh.
And today we're talking about consumer buying behavior.
Consumer buying behavior.
Let's call Nikki, our expert, to shed some light. 1.87% of shoppers begin product searches online. 6.67% of customers prefer self-service over speaking to a company representative. Yeah.
Now, how does that help us with buying behavior?
Hey, the percentage is almost BB Tech at Religiosity.
It's almost Zoomer.
They almost Zoomer.
The number.
Nikki Amutiba, good day.
Nikki, how are you, my brother?
Hey, Nikki.
I'm all right. And how are you? Top of the food chain, I am, I must say.
He's on top of the food chain.
Tell us about consumer
behavior. How's all out there?
Nikki, I'm beyond top of the food chain.
No, there you go. You are an alien all of a sudden now. You're beyond space.
Ooh.
Lekker.
Tell us about consumer buying behavior, my brother.
Yeah.
All right. I think that one thing we should look at is, you remember we spoke about budgeting last week, and we touched a little on a bit of consumer buying behaviors. So in terms of knowing your cash, some of the things that you should be aware of would be the behavioral patterns that you have in order to be aligned with how you really want to meet your needs, your goals, and your objectives in terms of money. So the buying behaviors, it's a whole lot of them, but let's just summarize it to three when I make G for the sake of time. Right? There's one which is called a planned buying behavior. This is where a person knows how much they have. They go out there to purchase goods and services, but they stick to the budget. Now, those are the people who know their money. They are disciplined most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find some of us who are impulsive. So impulsive buying behavior would be a behavioral pattern where, you know, you go into a shopping mall, for example, and then you see a sale, these pair of sneakers get 250. And now all of a sudden, you realize, no, but I can't afford this. But now somewhere at the bottom, they say 50% sale. They were $500, and you now all of a sudden now you can afford.
Yeah,
it's still more than 50, but just because you saw the word sale 50%, you are easily influenced by advertisements, in store brochures and flyers. Then you become impulsive. You just buy out of instinct without even thinking.
Yeah,
and then you have another behavior when I'm it's even more. Of
did you call me Mo?
No, it's more of a psychological one.
What's your record? Where are you calling us from?
It's a compulsive buying behavior. It's a compulsive buying behavior, MacG.
You're being impulsive.
No, the compulsive buying behavior, MacG, it's more of a psychological thing.
Yeah.
So you'll find that somebody, when they are depressed, they end up buying a lot. They end up eating a lot. So they deplete their budget or the finances that they have, or rather the stock that they have. That's more compulsive. Do you get the picture?
Yeah.
So the planned one would be a proper one where everybody wants to be.
Yeah.
You might ask, am I a compulsive buyer, or am I more of an impulsive or planned buyer? You sometimes experience all of them at the same time.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much, my brother.
If you go to a mall, for argument's sake, just a quick one. If you go to a mall and you are hungry, you will decide to buy food. But if you wanted to taste, for argument's sake, meat, and then you realize, no, the chicken smells nicer, you might end up buying chicken and only find that it's more expensive than the meal you had intended. And then all of those three things can happen at one go. Yeah.
Or you can just loot the chicken.
Thank you ever so much, guys.
We're buying this at Center City. No looting happening.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Enjoy the rest of your day, brother.
You're welcome. Enjoy the team. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks, Nikki.
Ah, cool, Nikki. At the top of the food
top
chain.
Top of the chicken food chain.
Hi.
Top of the chicken chain.
No more looting, guys.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.